Hi, welcome to Tamiwa Oluyen Podcast. Thanks for downloading, and as you listen, you are guaranteed an encounter with the Word.
This morning, I'm going to be teaching you on what I've titled Sincerity with Divinity. You already know what divinity is. We're talking about God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Now, there is something about sincerity with divinity. This is that point in your life. This is that point in your Christian faith where you have to be sincere with that person that you have acknowledged in your heart as your maker. So join me this morning as we start our reading from Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, taking it from verse 29 to 31. Isaiah 40, we're taking from verse 29 to 31. I believe it's on your screen right now. Now, hear what the word of the Lord says. It says, "It gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even the youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall." So you need to remove that assumption that young men don't stumble and fall. I'll always hear great teachers of the gospel, great teachers of this faith will always tell you that the real definition of success is understanding what it means to fail. So right here you see it in the scripture. It says young men do stumble and fall. But now guess what? It said, but those who hope in the Lord, those who hope in the Lord, those who put their trust in the Lord, it says the Lord renews their strength. So there is just that time in your life where there is no strength. There is just that time in your life where it's little strength. There is just that time in your life where you need more strength. It says he renews their strength. They will soar up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So now getting back to that scripture, it says he gives strength to the weary. So you can't say you are strengthened when you are actually weak. So there is just that point in your life where you have to admit your state so that a real helper can set in. Tell the person by Isaiah, say sincerity with divinity. Now let's read Psalm 73. Psalm 73 verse 25 to 26. Psalm 73 verse 25 to 26. This is an amazing scripture. Now it says, "Whom have I in heaven but you?" This is David speaking. He says, "And heart has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Let me start this morning by telling you that one of the most powerful tools that you'll always find in any beautiful relationship is trust. One of the most powerful and effective tool you would always find in any beautiful given relationship is trust, which is the strength of any given relationship. Trust is actually the strength. The strength. Take this from me this morning. Trust is the strength of every given relationship. Somebody might want to think and say it's love. I put it to you that you're wrong this morning. You know why? Because the circumstances that brings you to love could always fade out. The things that brings you to love could always fade out. But what keeps that relationship alive is trust. It is the strength of every given relationship. Now get this morning. Trust in any given relationship keeps the bond alive. Trust in any given relationship keeps the bond alive. It secures the dividends of the covenant established at the inception of the relationship. So there is always something that brings us together. There is always something that makes us to come together. There's always something that unites us together. So now it's telling us that trust keeps the bond alive. Trust, it secures the dividends of the covenant established at the inception of the relationship. So in all fairness, you know, we can come to a conclusion that many of us stepped into the circle of our Christian faith, not by loving the words we heard, but by trusting and believing the words that we heard. Because I put it to you this morning that when trust is compromised in a given relationship, every pillar holding down the relationship begins to fall apart. When trust is compromised, every pillar holding down the relationship begins to fall apart. So in all fairness, many of us, we embrace this Christian faith, not because we love what we heard. That's the truth. Many of us didn't really love what we heard, but there was just something in us that believed it. We believed what we heard. You don't necessarily have to love the preacher. You don't necessarily have to like the preacher or the minister speaking to you, but you just believed what you heard. Some of us didn't even hear. We read it in books. We read manuals. We read the Bible. You read somebody's testimony. You watched a video online. You were listening to a particular worship song, and you just believed. And that was what got you into this Christian faith. In fact, you'll find this in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 10 to 11. Romans chapter 10, verse 10 to 11. It says, "For it is with your heart that you believe. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you professed your faith and you're saved. As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame." Anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. So, in fact, Apostle Paul made it clearly that many of us stepped into the Christian faith because we believed what was preached to us. Many of us fall into that category. In fact, virtually every one of you listening to me right now, including your preacher, we stepped into this Christian faith because we believed that which was preached to us. You also find that again in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 1 to 4. It's an amazing scripture, and I want you to just pay attention to the screen and watch this clearly. Now, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 1 to 4. It says, "Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you. I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, on which you have taken your stand." So we took a stand in this faith because of what was preached to us. Necessarily not what we loved to hear, but we believed. He said, "By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I have received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to scripture." So I put it to you one more time that when trust is compromised in any given relationship, every other pillar holding that relationship together begins to fall apart. Because trust in any relationship makes love thrive. Trust in any given relationship will always make love to thrive. Trust in any given relationship will always make peace to reign. So just in case there's chaos, there's turmoil in any given relationship, go check the seeds of trust. It's sometimes always missing. Now, trust in any given relationship will make communication flow. It makes it very easy to communicate with whosoever you're in a relationship with once that pillar of trust is standing. And that's why this morning we're talking about sincerity with divinity. One of the reasons why people find it very hard to be sincere with God in the place of prayers is that they even find it difficult to trust in the first place. They find it difficult. And in the course of my teaching, you see that. Trust in any given relationship makes the companionship sweet. So you find a Christian telling you that, "Oh, it's been long. I spent time worshiping God." Just go ask that person one more time. How much do you trust God? How much do you trust his word? How much do you trust the things of God? Now, trust in any given relationship makes promises count and worthwhile. And trust in any given relationship makes waiting and winning pleasurable. So you are excited to wait. You are excited to wait because you believe that which the person has said to you. You believe that thing you've heard. You believe that thing you've seen. You believe that thing which you've heard. And now in this context, we're talking about God. So I'm excited to wait on his promises because I trust him. I'm excited to wait on his promises because I believe his word. If you believe in God's word, waiting will not be hard. He said, those who will wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. So waiting becomes something you are excited to do. You are excited to wait. When you find a child of God who is excited to wait on the Lord, that's a child of God that truly trusts God. That's a child of God that believes that there is no one else who is going to step into the situation to solve it like God. The depth of our trust makes our faith, gives our faith wings to fly. The depth of our trust, it springs up your level of faith. It springs up your level of faith. So you read about a lot of people who express their faith in the Lord in the Bible. Go check the depth of their trust. The depth of your trust gives love a breathing space. So you're uncomfortable around anybody who finds it very difficult to love God, because you trust him so much that you're not going to compromise your love for him. You're not going to debate your love for him. You're not going to argue about your love for him. And you're not going to please with somebody else who doesn't love him like you do. Let me give you an example. If you love a particular food and you find yourself in an environment where people are talking down about that food, you're just uncomfortable. You're just uncomfortable. You're so uncomfortable. Why? Because you love the thing so much and you don't care about what anybody else says. You don't care about what anybody says. Because the depth of your trust, it gives love a breathing space. Now hear this. The depth of your trust, it fortifies your walls and keeps your border secured. So you find somebody who is going through a very terrible moment in life and they begin to start having options. As a child of God, you have no business in having options in this faith. You have no business, absolutely no business, having options in this faith. It's either you trust God or you fail with men. I'm going to say that one more time. It's either you trust God or you fail with men. I say it one more time so you can hear it and it gets into your spirit. It's either you trust God or you fail with men. When trust is compromised, our portion becomes a problem. You begin to start having issues with almost everything you want to set to do when your trust in God is compromised. When trust is compromised, your refuge becomes a place of refuse. People begin to dump all kinds of things to you. So because of whatever you're going through, maybe in your health, in your finance, in your marriage, and people start giving you all kinds of ideas, all kinds of opinions, all kinds of assumptions, people start taking you into different places, they start stepping your feet into places where you shouldn't be. That's because your trust in God has been compromised. It's too late for someone like me to have options in this faith. No matter what I'm passing through, you can't present to me options. And as a child of God, I need you to come out of that cycle today where people begin to give you options at the expense of losing your faith, at the expense of losing or compromising your trust in God. Somebody say it wherever you are. Just say, my trust in God will not be compromised. Say it one more time. Say, my trust in God will not be compromised. Let me show you something in the scripture. Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17 from verse 7 to 8. Jeremiah 17 from verse 7 to 8. He said, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. And I've taught you in THN Church that sometimes when you read the scripture, picture the opposite. So he says, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. So the opposite of that scripture is, cursed is the one who does not trust in the Lord. I don't think you want to be in that shoes. So let's keep on reading. It says, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when it comes, because it will always come. That it season will always come. In the U.S. right here, we have the winter, we have the spring, we have the fall, and we have the summer. You cannot escape it. No matter how you try to run, summer will always come. The heat period of your life will always come. every human being will go through trying seasons. Let me say this morning. Anytime you go through a trying season, it's to test your faith. It's to test where your faith is standing. It's to test the measure of your faith. So never you see each season as an avenue for you to entertain options. Never you see it as an avenue for you to say, oh, let me try this. It looks like God is quiet. You don't have a God who is quiet. I'm telling you this morning, you don't have a God who is quiet. Your waiting season is your waiting season. You just got to wait. Each season will always come. So now let's read on. He said, it does not fear when it comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. So, understanding that scripture tells me that there is such a blessing that comes on a man who trusts is in the Lord. Now, hear this. Trust in the Lord becomes a challenge for a Christian when we become overconfident in our own strength. When you become too overconfident in your own strength, you find it very difficult to trust the Lord as a child of God. Because Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 says, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not. That's the word. Lean not. Never you tell me you have what it takes to figure it out. Never you tell me that you have the solution. If you have the solution, then you should not have the problem in the first place. If you have the solution, then you should not have the problem in the first place. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Now, let me read another scripture for you in Jeremiah 17 verse 5. It says, this is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who puts its trust in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. So I put it to you one more time, just in case you're taking note. Trust in the Lord becomes a challenge for a Christian when you become overconfident in your own strength. Number two, trust in the Lord becomes a challenge for a Christian when you are not sincere with your words and you are playing games with your thoughts. Some of you might not understand that, but I'm just going to explain it to you. You cannot afford to lie to the person who knows you. My father will always tell me something, that you can lie to others, but you can't lie to yourself. You find it very difficult to trust God. In fact, you would doubt his word. In fact, you think his promises cannot come to pass. Why? Because you're not even sincere with your words. You see the earlier scripture that we read further. You see the earlier scripture. It talks about it. He said, it gives strength to the weary. If you tell God you're strengthened, you don't need strength. If you tell God that you're strengthened, you got all what it takes. You don't need strength. Can you consider the case of David? In as much as he knew that he's been empowered by God to bring down the man Goliath, yet he appeared before Goliath in God's strength. He didn't tell himself, he didn't tell himself that I got what it takes, I don't need God in this. Oh, I can try this armor, I can try this sword, or I brought down the lion, I brought up these things. No, he was just being sincere with his words. I beg of you this morning, as a child of God, never you journey this Christian faith without not being sincere with God, even down to the point of prayers. Trust in the Lord becomes a challenge for a Christian when we are not sincere with our words and playing games with our thoughts. One of the most dangerous approaches to life is to play games with your thoughts, because your thought follows your decisions and your activities in life. Look at what Elijah said in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. And the people said nothing. You would find it very hard to trust God when you are not sincere with your words and when you're playing games with your thoughts. And this tells a whole lot on the kind of space where you planted yourself. Because you can't waver between two opinions. You can't afford to play games with your thought to position yourself to enjoy the best of God. If the Lord is your God, follow him. If Baal is your God, then follow him. Number three, trust in the Lord becomes a challenge for a Christian when our devotion has been conformed to the demands of the world. Psalm 20 verse 7 to 8. Psalm 20 verse 7 to 8. It says, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But we put our trust in the name of our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. As I bring this to a close, I want you to understand that sincerity with divinity is what positions you to be spiritually empowered and earthly encouraged. When you're sincere with God in your prayers, with your thoughts, with your devotion, with your communication, it gets you to be spiritually empowered and earthly encouraged. Sincerity with divinity is what connects you to even deeper things of the possibilities and the sovereignty of God. When you find somebody walking in such a dimension of huge favor, that is somebody who is sincere with divinity. One of the things that makes you easily connected to the favor of the Lord is when you are sincere with God. No master favors a slave. No master favors a servant who is not sincere with them. Sincerity with God will get you to the possibilities and the sovereignty of God. So I put it to you this morning. Do not let anybody take away this thought from you that God has ever failed or God fails. Do not let anybody take away that thought from you. God has never failed and God does not fail. So strong in my spirit. God has never failed. Do not let anybody take away that thought from you. Just in case there's somebody by your side trying to tell you, are you sure really God can do this? Are you sure God can fix this? Are you sure God can handle this? Are you sure you still want to be a Christian? Are you sure you still want to be going to the church? Are you sure you still want to put your knees to this ground and still be praying? Are you sure you don't want to get out on the street and just try something else? God has never failed. Tell the person by your side, God has never failed. Write it everywhere to remind you. It's a thought that must abide with you from this day. God has never failed. David said something to his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 20. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 20. Hear what David said. David said to his son Solomon, he said, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. Until all the work of the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. The one who made you cannot fail you. The one who made you cannot fail you. It's a thought that must be buried on the inside of you. It's a thought that must live with you. It's a thought that you must embrace with all your life. God cannot fail you. Sincerity with divinity, regardless of the happenstance, is the real deal. Look at John chapter 5 verse 7. John chapter 5 verse 7. John chapter 5 verse 7. I'm sure you can see that on your screen. I want to show you something there real quick. Now, sir, the invalid man replied, I have no one to help me to the pool when the water is there. So the invalid man was sincere. He recognized Jesus as his helper. And he was just being sincere with him. I have no one to help me when the water is there. When I'm trying to get in. Somebody else gets ahead there out of me. And he was being sincere with Jesus. And that was what brought about his healing. That was what brought about his miracle. I put it to you this morning as we close. As I bring this, my teaching to a close. You must build up yourself to this point where you can freely communicate with your God. Beloved, you must build up yourself to the point where you can freely communicate with your God. I was speaking to somebody in the course of the week and I said to the person, don't compare the communication patterns of others. Have your own unique way that you can communicate with your God. Have just your unique way that you can communicate with your God. You must build up yourself to the point where you can confidently say that God is your helper. No one else is going to help you. Pastor is not going to help you. Your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, nobody's going to help you. You must build up yourself to that point where you can confidently say that God is your helper. And lastly, you must build up yourself to the point where you can lay your fears at his feet and pick up your strength. Stop being shy with the Holy Spirit. Stop being afraid of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not kill. Wherever you have that ideology from, I'm scared, I don't know how God will feel, he knows about it. You just have to be sincere with him. If you want help, you have to be sincere with him. It's like somebody going to the hospital and you're trying to get, you're trying to recover from a particular ailment or something, and you are lying to the doctor. They ask you what's your level of pain. You tell them, oh, there's no pain. It's perfect. You're just going to die. You're just going to suffer for an ailment that you can get cured for. You must build yourself to that point where you can lay your fears at his feet. You don't have a God that is scary. No matter whatever you've done, no matter whatever you've gotten yourself involved in, no matter how dirty your past can be, lay your fears at his feet and pick up his strength. The word of God says, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy. Come boldly. You can't be a child of God and be scared of your God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You can be. You can be. Come boldly. Come boldly. Lay your fears at his feet and pick up his strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The winning season of those who hope in the Lord is always very certain. The winning season of those who hope in the Lord is always very certain. And winning is for those who can confidently say that the Lord is their helper. So I put it to you this morning as we bring this teaching to a close, that there is that place in your Christian faith that you have to be sincere with divinity. You have to be sincere with God. You can keep all the details from men, but you can't hide it from God. You can pretend to men that you're strong, but when you are before God, admit to him that you need strength. Just in case people have an opinion of who you are, you know yourself. People would always have an opinion of who you are. And this comes to a lot of Christians. They look at you and look like, oh, you're strong. She's blessed. She's highly favored. You know what you're passing through. You know what you're dealing with. Admit at every point with your maker who really you are. Stop giving the Holy Spirit, or stop pretending with the Holy Spirit. It's the only one that can help you. You can't keep joining your Christian life on the platform of pretense. You have a God who wants you to be sincere with him in your words, your action, and with your thoughts. Be sincere with God. You can keep all the details from man, but be as open as you can be to the God who can help you. Bow down your head this morning as I pray with you this morning. Father, Lord, I thank you for my brother. Thank you for my sister who has heard your word this morning. Father, there are just those points in our life where we've taken wrong turns. There's this point in our life where we have allowed ourselves to be carried away by the opinions of men. And Father, we come to you this morning and we ask for mercy. We ask for the grace. We ask for the spirit. We ask for the consciousness to be sincere with you. We ask for that consciousness that we are sincere with you, with our words, with our actions, with our thoughts. We bring ourselves before you this morning and we admit that no one else can help us but you. We admit this morning that our true source of help is you. And we pray this morning, but Father, take a good smile on us and send us help. Take a good smile on us and favor us. Take a good smile on us and bring your promises to pass in our life. Somebody is under the sound of my voice this morning And you're just like, that word that pastor has preached this morning is just for me. And Father, I pray you send help to that brother. You send help to that sister. Whatever it is that anyone is dealing with that we cannot share with man, Father, step into that situation now and help us. Put an end to that difficulty. Put an end to that turmoil. Put an end to that ache. Put an end to that issue. Put an end to that attack in the name of Jesus. Give somebody the reason to run again in the name of Jesus. That from this day, help us to always put our trust in you. Help us to trust your word. Help us to trust in who you are and what you are to us. We know you are the God who would never fail. No matter the thoughts that is flying around in our head and in our space, Lord, we confidently say this morning that you are that God to us that will never fail. You are the God to us that will never fail. I ask that even in this season, you give somebody a testimony. I ask that in this season, you give somebody a good report in the name of Jesus. Let this word settle in our spirit. And every shambles, every fake thoughts, everything flying around from the pit of hell that wants us to think that true, are you sure that God is on your side? We put those thoughts and we bury them right now. And we confidently see as a church, as a believer, that God is our help. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I trust that these words have blessed you. I trust that you now have a better disposition about who your God is. And I put this counsel to you this morning. Please be sincere with God. Please be sincere with God. You can keep all the details from man, but please be sincere with God, especially when you're communicating with him. Don't hold anything back, because he's the only one that can help you. I don't care whatever any pastor, any bishop, any prophet could have said to you, oh, bring this, bring that, do this, do that. I put it to you this morning. The real help is God. And you just have to be sincere with him. Give him all the details. He knows how to figure out all the calculations. And on this note, it's a pleasure that I had you listen to me, and I trust that you were blessed. So we're going to continue with the rest of the service. And this is from Pete Toms. I love you and I celebrate you. Have a blessed week.
We believe you have been blessed by this audio podcast, and we never like to close without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you say this prayer with me? Dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart today, and I am making you the Lord of my life. Amen. Congrats. You are now a child of God. Thank you for listening and downloading Tamiwa Oluwen Podcast. We want to take over nations for Christ. Partner with us today by visiting www.heavennation.org/donate. Kindly subscribe to get update of new messages and share with your friends and families. We love you and we celebrate you.